The music of J.S. Bach has been interpreted in a variety of ways over the centuries. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, in this week's concert broadcast, the Philadelphia Orchestra takes a very modern yet historical approach to his music.
Mendelssohn sparked a Bach revival with his performance of the St. Matthew Passion in 1829. Russian conductor Vladimir Yurovsky says in the early and mid-20th century, performances of Bach were often grandiose.
Let's call it Stokowski days, when Bach for symphony orchestra was something megalomaniac-like, with huge forces. But not only Stokowski, let's not forget that people like Mahler and Schoenberg made their own arrangements of Bach's music.
In recent years, Bach has been embraced by period performers and played less often by big orchestras with modern instruments. But Yurovsky says his approach to Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 2 in this week's concert broadcast is historically informed in terms of bowing, articulation, and ornamentation, as well as tempos, which in some earlier performances were majestic.
Today we are trying to take it in the style which we think is the French style of the early 18th century. The tempos are relatively speedy. A lot of the phrases, when bowing them, rather than bowing them in the same direction, which creates more the legato sound, we bow them out, which creates a much more springy and perky speaking style.
This week, WRTI's Philadelphia Orchestra concert broadcast also features Bach's First Piano Concerto.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.